John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding road shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the vindication and the salvation of God. Beautiful and very strong message for us today to prepare the way of the Lord, the very heart of this season of Advent that we're doing today. And not only did we hear this in our gospel passage today, but we actually heard that exact passage from the first reading, Prophet Baruch, who's also referencing the prophet Elijah. For God has commanded that every lofty mountain be made low, and that the age-old depths and gorges be filled to level ground, that Israel may advance secure in the glory of God. So this image today of us of making our path straight, making our path level, so that we can encounter Jesus on the day of salvation when he comes to us that beautiful Christmas morning, preparing the way. I like these scripture passages today because they get this image of, you know, a way, an actual road to salvation. A lot of time the scriptures talk about this. The pilgrims journeying through the roads of salvation to the holy city of Jerusalem in the Old Testament. You know, during this season of Advent, we reflect on Mary and Joseph who have to travel the journey, the way to Bethlehem, their own journey of faith to this beautiful morning when, this beautiful night when Jesus is born to them. And in the same way for us, during this season of Advent, the Lord speaking to our hearts, you must prepare the way. Carve out a path in your heart so that my Son can be with you in the deepest depths of your heart. So this kind of image of constructing the way in our lives today. If we think about the path that has to be constructed in our life, what do we hear today? There's two elements to it. First, the mountains have to be made low. Second, the valleys have to be filled in. Now, what are the mountains and valleys of our life that have to be leveled? Well, kind of the imagery that the Lord uses, those mountains are those areas of our life where in our own pride, in our own grandeur, in our own height and self-aggrandizement, we become an obstacle to God. So any place in our life where we're relying on ourselves, where we have to be made low, made humble, as Christ Jesus himself was, being born as a small little child in a stable in Bethlehem amongst animals, poor shepherds, not as a king of the earth, in grandeur and riches, he makes himself low to love us. In the same way, we have to be purified during this season of Advent, allowing those places of pride, those places where we're relying on areas of our own life instead of the Lord, to be made low, to be humbled, to be destroyed, so that the way is smooth for the Lord to enter our hearts. And then there's the valleys of our life. What are the valleys? If we think about a valley, even, you know, maybe Psalm 23, even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Those valleys of our life are those places of sin, of darkness, where we're in the depths of despair and hopelessness. You know, we can think about this season even, you know, the dark days, you know, how cold it is, kind of that depression that can seize our heart in our spiritual sin, that the Lord, during this season, is calling us to a spirit of hope, to a spirit of inviting God's communion, his love, his mercy, and his plan of salvation to fill in that hopelessness with his love, with charitable acts, with purification, with almsgiving, with repentance of heart, so that those areas where we despair are raised up in hope, in anticipation of God's plan of salvation, that he loves us enough that he's sending his only begotten Son to save us from our sin and one day to die for our salvation. Interesting in our life, we're called to prepare the way to receive salvation ourselves as sons and daughters of God. But it's interesting today, as we prepare the way in our life to encounter Jesus, we also create a pathway for others who are very close to us in our life to follow. If we think about, you know, pathways just here around us, you know, like the highways, I-35, you know, the inner loop, those are pathways that everyone uses. And in the same way in our life, when we create a good way for the Lord, those people who are entrusted in our life have a path to follow behind. So it's interesting today, I find the message of hope today to be communal. You know, just as Jesus prepares the way for us, we hear about John who prepares the way for Jesus. The same way in the Advent story. In order for Jesus to come to us, there were many people who had to say yes. First, Mary, let it be done to me according to your word. She says yes. She begins the road to allow Jesus to come to us, prepares the highway of salvation. Joseph, who in the dream receives Mary into his house, protects her and safeguards her to Bethlehem where Jesus is born, and then safeguards them both by taking them away into Egypt to avoid the wrath and the looming malintent of Herod, who wants to kill Jesus. And all the shepherds who say yes to Jesus to come and honor him. The three kings, all of the disciples who say yes to Jesus, the many thousands and thousands of Christians who say yes. And in saying yes, preparing their own way of salvation to the Lord, allow a wide, expansive road for others to follow who are lost, who need that road of salvation. In our life, who are the people God has entrusted to us that we need to be responsible for, not only in preparing, so that we need to be responsible for by preparing our hearts so that they can follow. So think about your vocation in life. You know, just as Mary was entrusted with Jesus, Joseph was entrusted with Mary, St. John the Baptist was entrusted with preparing the way of Jesus, who has been entrusted to you for you to prepare a way for our ultimate destiny to be sons and daughters of God in the communion of saints in heaven one day? So for me, as a priest, it's all of you, my flock. For you, maybe your wife, your husband, who you've committed to give your life to. I promise to love them no matter what. Your vows that are a promise to prepare the way, seeking salvation for your spouse. That's your mission. Your kids that God has entrusted to you, preparing the way in your life so that they can ultimately one day be with you in eternal life. Your intimate family, your relatives. God has put those people in your life to help prepare them to encounter Jesus. And then in a unique way, God in his wisdom oftentimes is constantly presenting people that he's calling us to take underneath our wing to help follow us as we seek his salvation in our life. So sometimes strangers, sometimes friends, sometimes enemies that God's calling us to love, and in loving them to help them come behind us in the way of salvation. All these ways in which God is asking us to construct our own path of salvation for the salvation of the world. So this communal nature of journeying together for the sake of salvation. Very beautiful, and something very important for us to reflect on today, this spirit of preparing the way of the Lord. We've been hearing this last week, a lot of this same message. We heard a very similar message on Thursday of this last week that reminds us of this reality of preparing the way. It was from the prophet Isaiah, and these were the exact words that were referenced in our gospel passage today. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an eternal rock. He humbles those in high places. Once again, bringing the mountains down. And the lofty cities he brings down. He tumbles it to the ground, levels it with the dust. It is trampled underfoot by the needy, by the footsteps of the poor. So God, in his wisdom, says, if you don't prepare the way now, I'm going to have to prepare the way when you leave this earth. So that's what we believe about judgment. At some point in our life, to be with the Lord in heaven, our life has to be made pure. And the reality is, this season being a time for us to uniquely do that. Because if we don't do it now, God will do it as we depart from this life, as we come before him in his mercy and his justice, making level our life, bringing down those places where we've been relying on ourselves, where we've fallen into despair in the valleys of our life. Who's a good model for us during this time to think about how to prepare the way? I always think of the saints. You know, these are people who have created the way for themselves, but in doing so, have left this beautiful example to us of what it means to follow the way. They've created this huge highway behind them. I almost imagine it like almost like an autobahn, you know, 8-lane highway that we can easily follow behind them. Think about, you know, these great saints like Mother Teresa, St. John Paul II, because by their life of following Jesus, they've left this beautiful pathway through their works, through their prayer, through their example of life that we just have to follow behind. Are we desiring to do that with our life? And are we laboring to construct that highway in our life through prayer, through fasting, through the sacraments, through almsgiving, through repentance? This is what we do during this season to help construct the way. Now, finally, if we think about construction, it's always a difficulty. You know, I don't know if you're like me, but I always wonder day after day, when is I-35 going to finally be done? You know, especially up where I'm from, Temple, Texas, it's always a headache. It seems like they're never done. And so the reality of construction in our life can be an obstacle if we're not laboring to complete it. It ultimately becomes an obstacle to the people who are relying on us to prepare the way. So think about this time in our church. You know, we see that right now, how, you know, with the scandal of the church, couple people in the church, because of their sin, have created a huge obstacle for us to truly encounter Christ. They've created roadblocks for us to encounter the Savior. In our own life, we can do that through our sin, by not allowing God to level the high places in our life where we're relying on ourselves, ways in which we're not allowing God to raise up those valleys of sin where we need his salvation. We ultimately become roadblocks to first ourselves and our own salvation, but then ultimately those who are relying on us. You know, me to you, my flock, you to your wife or your husband, you to your kids, you to your grandkids, ways in which if we don't prepare ourselves during this beautiful season where the Lord helps us to do that with his love, with his gentleness, as we journey with Mary and Joseph to the day of salvation when the Christ child will come to us, if we don't do that, roadblocks, detours, people who ultimately, in having to go around those places in our life, get lost and can't encounter the salvation that God desires for us. So we begin today with great fervor to maybe begin anew to construct the path of salvation in our life through the grace of God, who's yearning for us to encounter him on that day of salvation, which is December 25th. So we ask for the grace today of perseverance, the grace today of hard work to open our life through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving during this season of Advent, and ultimately to have hope that in opening our heart to God and preparing the way for ourselves and those who rely on us, we may all rest in the arms of Mary, the arms of St. Joseph, and ultimately in the presence of the Savior, the Christ child who's coming to save us and drawing us to himself, the path of salvation. We ask this in Jesus' name.